everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he's mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us and he is coming back soon. His return is imminent. His return is upon us. And he's coming back. But he's not coming back In the days of grace. He's coming back in what we call the tribulation period to judge the earth for rejecting Jesus Christ. And it's important to know where God stands on everything. Faith begins, our faith in God begins where the will of God is known. The Word of God portrays to us the heart of God. And the heart of God is God. His will is his word. His word is his will. What he said he will do, he will do. And the Lord is one with the plan that he has towards us all. When man got in trouble, when Adam sinned in the beginning, the Lord didn't kill him. He killed an animal. He shed blood because to give Adam a coat. Adam knew he was naked. Remember, Adam was clothed with the glory of God. But when he sinned, the glory of God was gone. And when people are judging, when they're looking at the things of heaven, they don't understand it like they should, because they were born in a fallen state and they're okay with it. The average everyday person is okay with the way things are. Even death, as distasteful as it is, they're used to it. But death is not something that God intended ever. He never intended for any of his creation to die. But sin kills. The reason God hates sin is because it destroys what he loves. He's not punishing you because you did something that made him angry. Sin is a condition that cannot ever work, and it causes death. It causes things to die. It causes people to be the opposite of what God created them to be. It's dangerous. It causes men to be dangerous. Why are they so dangerous? Because they are so greedy. You can't satisfy greed and lust and pride. Those things can never be satisfied. And they always look for something outside them to make the difference. But the kingdom of God is much greater. The kingdom of God, in God's kingdom, you're made complete in Jesus. You don't need anything outside you to be happy, to be fulfilled, because you have the life of God in you. And with the life of God in you, which is the love of God in you, you're at peace. You don't do things to prove how successful you are. Or so that people can, you've been made successful. We were made righteous by the blood of Jesus. He took fallen people and restored us to a heavenly state. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of God when we believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made us righteous. Now, some people try to do things to be righteous, but that won't work. Doing what's right don't make you righteous. Doing things that's wrong will make you unrighteous. But not doing things that's wrong don't make you righteous either. Hear me good. Doing what's right does not make you righteous. Not doing what's wrong don't make you righteous either. The blood of Jesus made you righteous. But if you go out there and sin especially on purpose, that will make you unrighteous, unclean. But if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, you've been made righteous. And now you can live from the position of the love of God. With the love of God, you will fulfill the law. See, without the love of God, it's impossible to fulfill the law. Impossible. Aside from the love of God, you cannot fulfill the law. You have to have the love of God thriving in you in order to fulfill the law. The law was not given. It was never intended to make men righteous. The law was given so that, you know, when you try to keep the law, you're going to find out that you cannot. And then you'll know you need a savior. The word of God is written. It explains these things in Romans and in parts of Hebrews and other books. Paul did a good job of explaining the purpose of the law. The law was like a schoolmaster to reveal to you that you are indeed in sin and you need a savior. Every religion out there, every one of them, every cotton picking one of them is wrong. That says you can go to God without Jesus. Every religion and every thought and persuasion of man, evolution on down, all of it is from Satan. Because you cannot go to God from a fallen state unless you go through Jesus Christ. And even among people who are Christians, the enemy will try to pervert the word of God, twist it. This is what he did in Mark chapter 4. He bent the scriptures. He tried to use scriptures in out of context to persuade Jesus to sin. But Jesus is not just Jesus. He's the word of God also. And he wouldn't do it. Jesus is the word. He became flesh. And he went by the word. He is our example. He loves us. And God loves us. All the things that God do, he does out of love. If you want to defeat Satan in your life, once and for all, you got to have the love of God within your brand new heart. Jesus died for you. He washed you in his blood. You believe on him. And your faith causes you to receive the grace, the gift of salvation. We receive salvation is a grace of God to us. And we receive it by faith. When Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness, just like us. We believe on Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Now we're in covenant with God. And because we're in faith, we are made righteous. Now, from the time back in when I first believed in 1983, it was the last Friday of May in 1983. I got saved. I asked the Lord to save me. And I believed on Jesus as my savior. And I had a brand new heart. Now, from that moment on, I've never doubted that Jesus was my savior. I knew by my faith that he's my savior. My faith was on since that time. And it will always be on forever. I'm washed in the blood. I believed it that Friday in 1983. To now. And that's why I'm righteous. That's the only reason I'm righteous. The blood of Jesus made me righteous. And now I just have to hear God's word and fill my heart with his word, which is his love. The word of God is the knowledge of God. The word of God is the knowledge of love. Love has knowledge. The knowledge of love is the word of God. So when I fill my heart with God's love, now my eyes are open. I got a new heart. I've been made righteous. And now, as long as I operate according to the word, it's impossible for me to break the law. I don't have to worry about whether I might sin or not. That's not in the equation. As long as Jesus put it this way. I like to make things as simple as I can because there's a devil out there trying to destroy people. Jesus said, if your eye be full of light, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Full of light. Why? The same reason Peter could walk on water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. That's a visual of a man who has taken in the word of God. He received it in his heart by faith. He's acting on the word of God. He can't sin. He believed on Jesus. Jesus' blood washed his sins away. He receiving the word of God, and he wants to do the right thing because a brand new heart wants to live. A brand new heart wants to live. Because I love you, stealing from you is not an option. Because I love you, lusting after you is not an option. If you want to conquer Satan in every way, in flying colors, love people. Works good. You're not going to, if you love people, whoever you love, you, fathers don't come and steal their children's toys because they love their children. They don't go and steal their wife's jewelry because they love their wife. You have to be crazy to do something. You have to be on drugs. Something else has to be bad wrong for you to steal against your own people. You have to be out of your mind. But see, the witchcraft of greed, you can't be satisfied. And you get people get to a point they can't do nothing. They can't rest until they get more. When people are proud, they got to be first. They got to be the best. And they get hatefully angry against people who do better than them. Why? That's why God hates sin. Sin is evil. It works against everything. God hates sin like you hate cancer. If your loved ones contract cancer, you hate that cancer because you know it's going to take your loved ones away. Unless it's dealt with. So it is with sin. Sin is a disease. God sees all sin as a disease. But people see sin, if they like it, they're so blinded by the lust and greed they have and the pride of this life that they don't see it's destroying them from the inside out. That's why God did something about it. But the ball is in your court. He gave you Jesus. And Jesus willingly laid his life down for you. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And it's longer than the radio broadcast. So anything you heard and you want to hear more, go to newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on there in real time. And there are other writings on the Living Letter page. And I thank God for it. But God is mightily moving by his spirit. And those who seek him, you can find him. You can have a relationship with him. And he'll talk to you, my friend. He loves you. God loves everybody. Now, he did something about our condition. We were born in this condition. And the reason people throw away heaven because they don't know how valuable it is. They're looking at their life, what they want, their opinions is bigger to them than God. And they don't value a relationship with God because they never sought him and they don't know how good he is. And wicked men will do wickedly no matter what happens. Wicked people will do wickedly. But those who love God, they will do exploits. They will be strong in life. They will thrive in life and do exploits. Exploits, they will do wonderful works. They won't quit doing right. They will make a difference. they will induce change. You know, I recently watched that movie, Lean On Me. Morgan Freeman did a wonderful job playing that principal. He came in radical, but he made change. And he made people believe in what they could do. Change is not easy to break. He broke an evil cycle. Well, that's what the love of God does for us. The Word of God shows us what's true. And then you have to live up to the standards of God's love. Now, some people try to use the law to be righteous. And they use ministry for a platform so that they can look good or get gain. But hear me good. If you have the love of God in you, you will bless people and leave a pattern of good works. You'll leave a pattern of good works. You'll introduce life to people and they will change. I'm still meeting people that my mother taught. And they said that they got saved because of her. Or they finished college because of her. A third grade teacher. Grown people older than me. They tell me how my mother affected their lives. Because she didn't just teach her children, she didn't just teach her students. She prayed for them. And sometimes she ministered Jesus to them. And she made all my cousins memorize scriptures. And I got a cousin that was heavily on drugs. And he came off of it by a scripture that she taught him when he was a child. And stayed off of it and died in church. And before that, he wreaked havoc, too. He did some damage, but he came back. That's the power of God's word. And people who will honor him. If you fill your heart with God's word, if you memorize a few scriptures, it can save your very life. But if you continually have a strong study habit, you're going to get to know God and you're going to see miracles happen. Now, I've watched a lot of people. And there are so many people that have so many wonderful testimonies and miracles because they devote themselves to God. But the more people devote themselves to the heart of God's will, they are the ones that see the greatest miracles happen. And it's so wonderful when you hear that testimony. It's so profound. Some people, they just can't see it. They never heard such. But I believe people who have been in God's presence, because I've been in God's presence and I've seen things. The Lord showed me wonderful things too. And I know what it's like to hear him out. I know what it's like to spend time in his presence. I know what it's like to learn from him. I know what it's like to see visions of other places in real time. I'm in Alabama, but I see something on the other side of the world or in outer space. I've seen visions and dreams. I've been to hell before. I've seen glimpses of heaven before. It's real, folks. And if you don't fall in love with God, you're not going to know these things. Some people will say, well, that's not fair. It's all on you. It's down to you. How you respond to God's love. It's not up to me. It's not up to God. It's not even up to God. It's up to you. If you believe him, the way you believe, it'll be measured to you. It's all down to you. Jesus died. He ain't dying again. He died for you. If you miss this living opportunity to be saved and live forever, that's not his fault. And I don't want it to be my fault. That's why I tell people. And I have to spell things out. But there are always new listeners on the broadcast, so I have to go back sometime and teach foundational things. But God is moving by His Spirit. And people need to be getting to know God, even children. And if you're a child and you believed on Jesus, now get to know Him. Study the Word of God. Don't just act like everybody you see and don't study God's Word. And watch TV all day and listen to the radio all night. And talk about foolishness. Not that everybody's doing those things, but spend time studying the Word of God for yourself. Listen to the preachers. I thank God for all of them that love God. But if you don't study the Word, how are you going to tell when they lie? Some people are charlatans. Some people are false. Jesus put it this way. There are tares sown among the wheat. Tares were sent by the wicked one to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. When the rapture happened, that's like a line in the sand drawn. And the people that are left, they wasn't on God's side. And the people that were taken, they were God's people. God's going to leave what's not His. They turned their shoulder and walked another path. They stopped walking on the narrow path and started walking in the world. And the Lord had to leave them here to be judged. And anybody that is left here, you better not take the mark. Because you turned your heart from God and wouldn't repent, and God tried to get you to repent and you wouldn't do it. Now this is to the people that are left. They wouldn't repent. They always made excuses and talked about people who was trying to get them to repent. And they see the people of God come and they turn and walk the other way. And now they left on the earth after the rapture. You left here. Don't take the mark. It's going to look good to everybody who's wicked. Everybody that's hard-headed. See, you won't be able to buy or sell. The false prophet is going to demand that everybody in the world under the control of the beast take the mark. They're going to brand you with the beast, the devil's antichrist. That man is controlled by Satan. But if you take his mark, you can't go to heaven. Ain't no believing on Jesus going to get you out of this mess if you take that mark. You got to believe on Jesus now, even if you left. If you got to believe on Jesus to get out of this, it's just going to be hard. If you love this world, you think it's hard to live. If a person love the world system, it's hard for them to remain in Christ. They're going to have a problem with God because they love the world. The world will cause you to become an enemy to God. That's why people who get in lust, adultery, fornication, they can be treacherous. My uncle said it this way, anybody that will steal can kill. Anybody that can kill will steal. When you get the world in your heart and study God's word, you can become very dangerous and treacherous. And all the enemy has to do is get you to be angry. And angry people don't think the same. Everyone who loves this world system, they will be treacherous against God. And if they don't get rid of the world system, if they don't do something about it, the world system is going to poison them and grow like a cancer. And they'll have no heart for the things of God anymore. Daniel, he didn't just say that he that do know that God will be strong and do exploit. He also said at the same time that the wicked will do wickedly. Why would the wicked do wickedly when God gave us such a good deal? It's not logical. I know it's not logical. But sin is like a cancer, and it spreads. It gets in your heart. It gets into your will, and you can't control it. Some people have gotten into sin, and they can't come out on their own. They have to find somebody with an anointing to pray them out of it or cry out to Jesus. Now, everybody has their own case. But playing with the world is very dangerous. If you can come back to the, if you have the ability to begin to love people again, you can win. If you fall in love with God again, you can win. But sin causes you to hate God. Unchecked and over time, a person can be very hard in the heart. And when people of God come around, you get angry. You want to find an excuse to get away from them. They can be old friends. They can be your brother, your cousin. But when people love this world and won't repent, see, a devil came with the sin. And it hardens your heart. And Satan gets afraid that you will go back to God. So he has so much control over other people. When the enemy launched that campaign to tempt me against God, I found out that a lot of people, he has a lot of place in everyday people's lives. What happened to me was not normal. Everywhere I went, there was a woman that would try to tempt me on purpose. That's not normal. It never happened like that before until I got called to the ministry. And I knew that this was spiritual warfare. And then I see people struggling with things. It's not normal. Satan has a lot of place in everyday people's lives. So I start seeking the Lord even more. Every time the enemy came against me, I would draw near to God even more. But that's not why I drew near to God. I drew near to God because I loved him. But I kept drawing near to God to get my answers. I didn't like being tempted. And I hate sin. I even start saying that I hate it. I hated it before I said I hate it. But I said I hated it to enforce my hatred against sin. And I also said I love God's word to enforce my love for God's word. I said I love God's people to make sure I love God. So you can't love God without loving people. And then I said I love his will to enforce that I love his will. And I said I love his ways because his ways can be so peculiar to us when we're coming out of darkness. But when I said I loved his ways, when I really got to know his ways, I cooperated with his ways. And I found out his ways are good. His ways are life. His ways gave me chance after chance to do better and grow stronger. And then I started saying a new confession of faith. See, faith, you have to speak it for it to work. Your faith can work for you if you can speak it. I started saying, Lord, I'll do all that's in your heart. So that when he reveals something to me that's weird to me, I'll do it. I know I'm going to be blessed by it. I've been blessed so many times before. I know I'm going to be blessed again if I just do what he say do. I'm still learning how God do things. It's always been good in the past. I have every reason to believe him that it's going to be even better. And he'll take me forward. It's a blessing. And I want more of it. So I confess it. Confess what you want. I learned from the best. I learned from Charles Capps. He had an anointing to teach people how to release their faith through speaking, which is confessions. And I don't want you to miss out on this goodness. That's why I put it on audio. And that's why I make it available. And that's why it's free. Now, I'm not going to sell you these broadcasts for money when your life is on the line. Now, just because it's free don't mean it's cheap. Just because it's free don't mean it's worthless. But proud people will think it is. But who can help a proud person? But humble people, they won't think it's stupid. People look on the website and see all these files. If they listen to them, they'll know it ain't stupid. I'm not going to sell God's word when people need it now, before they, so they can, they need to make a decision. Most people got smartphones now and devices, even children. They get them for Christmas. And there are people out there, they want out of this wicked world system. And I'm trying to help them out. God told me to do it this way, and that's how we do it. It ain't stupid to me. I'm going to do it till Jesus come back. I hope I can put 1,000 files on there before he, I don't know. Whenever he come back, I got to go. But until he come back, I'm going to be making these files every day. Now, these